Sagt die Mishnah, man sagt der Shabbos, der Beis, Omer Aleph. Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba, Bifnim, V'Shtayim Shein Arba Bachutz. So, Hagdoma number one is that Hoitzah is the first, Toysa we'll see in a second, is the first Melacha that's mentioned. Even though in Lamates Melachas, it's the last Melacha. Avayin Gimel, when it mentions the Lamates Melachas in the Mishkan, Hoitzah is the last. So why is it mentioned over here first? Toysa is going to say it's Melacha Grua. It's a Mechudish Dika Halacha. A Mechudish Dika Halacha, which is Choviv, so we want to mention first. So Hoitzah requires an Akira, a lifting, a Hanocha, a placing down, and Hoitzah, the actual moving from one Rishus, from a private domain, Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Or the opposite, an Akira in Rishus HaRabim, and bringing it into Rishus HaYochid. Akira in one Rishus, Hanocha in the second Rishus, and the Etzem Hoitzah to the second Rishus you're going to, from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. The Mishnah, in simple terms, refers to Rishus HaYochid as a Balabais, because that person usually is the Balabais in his home. And the Oni, the pauper, that's in Rishus HaRabim, that usually comes for a handout and receives it from the Balabais. So it refers to the Oni as Rishus HaRabim and the Balabais as Rishus HaYochid, in simple terms. So when you give it tzedakah to the Oni, so you're taking from Rishus HaYochid and you're putting it into Rishus HaRabim. Or the opposite, the Oni takes his basket to receive the handout, takes it from Rishus HaRabim, puts it in Rishus HaYochid, and the Balabais puts something in there, or he takes it. And that's how the Mishnah refers to Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid. Now, in the Etzim Yisoid of what the Yisoid of Melacha is, the Achroim already clear, is the Ikka Melacha, the Akira and the Hanocha, that's the Ikka Melacha. And the Hoitzah is not the Ikka Melacha, just to Gurim to the Chiv, you have to have a Hoitzah, Mirshus Lashus, but the Ikka Melacha is the Akira and Hanocha, that's one side of Reb Chaim, they say. Other side is, Menachem Zembin, Tzoy Chaim, is Faket. The Ikka Melacha, the Chefzer Melacha is the Hoitzah, to Mishana Rishus, one Rishus to another Rishus. And the Akira and the Hanocha is a Tanai in the Hoitzah. How you chayv an oitzo? It's a tenai. You have to mekayim akira in one shus and anoch in another shus. But the ikka malacha is that you taking it from one shus to another shus. Now, obviously, you don't need two people to be moitzia. You don't have a scenario of two people, of one person doing it. You can have a regular person leaving his home with something in his pocket, picked it up, put it in his pocket in the shus yochid, going outside and putting it down in the shus rabim. It is not a hanocha. You're saying like a balloon that no real hanocha. We'll see soon. That's a akira without a hanocha. If there's no real hanocha, it's going to be many sugars. There's no akira, there's no hanocha. That is not an isra deraisa. We'll see soon if it's an isra rabbonon. When is it an isra rabbonon? We'll see soon all the sugars that come out in the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah. Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. Bifnim V'Shtayim Shein Arba B'chutz. So there's two melachas that are really going to be four because there's going to be another two that is rabbonon. Ketzad, ha'oni oimed b'chutz. The oni is standing outside. Ubal ha'bayis is b'fnim. Poshat ha'oni yez yodi l'fnim. The oni takes his hand and he places it inside. Meaning, the oni made an akira in the Rishus HaRabim. Plicked up something from the Rishus HaRabim. And he goes and he places his hand into, stretches it into the Rishus HaYochid. And he places it, v'nosan ha'tech yodosh ha'balabayis in the yad of the balabayis. So that's a clear akira in the Rishus HaRabim. And Hoitzah to another Rishus, going into Rishus HaYochid, and placing it in the hand of the Balabais in Rishus HaYochid. Or, oi, shenotam itoichoi, took something out of the hand of the Balabais in the Rishus HaYochid. And now he put his hand in there, only put his hand in the private domain in Rishus HaYochid. Took something out of the hand of the Balabais. V'hoitzi, and he took it out. And he took that which he had, took from inside, and he brings it outside. V'hoitzi, and he brings it outside. And he obviously placed it in Rishus HaRabim, so he did an Akira in Rishus HaYochid, and a Hanoch in Rishus HaRabim. Chayev, he's Chayev, Balabais is Potter. Balabais is totally Potter, he didn't do anything. Balabais did not do anything, he's very passive over here. So that's why he's totally Potter. And Rashi is going to say, V'afil l'chatchilet mutter. He's not doing anything. L'chatchilet mutter. He's not doing anything. He's just standing there. The lav midi ovad. V'achim farash b'gemar, leiden daf gimel. There is going to be a sugi in Daf Gimel, we'll see soon. Maybe it's Lifnei Ivel Osit and Michshol. If the Oni cannot take the item, it's the Avad and Nara, he cannot reach it without the Balabai's help, so to speak, of not doing anything, of letting him take it, that's maybe Lifnei Ivel. So, if it's not Lifnei Ivel, he might be Oivan. Or even if he's able to get it on his own, he's Messiah. Messiah Ya Oivan, even if the person can do it on his own. So when Rashi says potel legamre, it means from the melechas haitzah. That's what it means. Legabe de haitzah, you're potel in ganzen.
What did he put into the balabai's hand?
He took an item and he put it in the balabai's hand.
Into the balabai's hand.
Yeah, he took something from the outside.
But is his
okay, that's an example of tzedakah. That's when a balabai's put something in his hand. Or it could be talking about the kiss that in order to collect the tzedakah. The hind of the sal. I'm taking someone's shus rabim, a basket, I'm putting it into the balabai's domain. Balabai's put something in there, but I'm doing the akira, lifting the sal from the private domain from shus yochid and bring it out to the shus rabim. That's for the sal. It doesn't have to be a sal, obviously, but that's in practical terms of oni and tzedakah. So that would be the case of the place where you're receiving the money. So that's the first case in the Mishnah. The Oni is doing everything, Saida Akira and Saida Hanocha, either bringing it in, which is called Hachnosa, which is also the Raisa, or bring it out, which is Yitziah, which is Haitza, which is also the Raisa. Both are the Raisa. Just one happens to be an Av, one happens to be a Tolda. Yitziah, Haitza is the Av, Hachnosa is the Tolda, but the Tolda is also the Raisa. And we learned two different psukim. Let's see Rashi till here. Zogt Rashi, Yitzias HaShabbos Taim Shein Arba, Hoitzois Mishus L'Shus, Hamuz L'Shabbos Ugmo Mefarash, Dachnosis Nami Kori Yitzias, bring it in, is also called the Yitzi, even though Yitzi means taking it out. It means Hoilu Moitzi Mishus L'Shus. Yitzias HaShabbos doesn't mean Hoitzah, taking it out. It just means transferring from one domain to another domain. It's Yitzias Mishus L'Shus. It's time shenar b'bifnim lo'isen oim b'bifnim for those that are sitting in shtayim in haTorah. Two of them in the raisa. What are the two the raisa? Hoitzah v'achnosa, meaning the person inside, the balabais, he can take something from inside and bring it out, or he can take from outside and bring it in. Both of them, he can do that. Myself hoitzah v'achnosa. The balabais upek azoyk b'reish nafklon. There's a posik vaitzav Moshe v'avir kol b'machane al yetz ish m'koymoi. That's one pasuk. Lo yisafiku mishus yoch lishus rabim al yetzei. Don't go from a private domain mishus yochid to rishus rabim. Lo havin adova lemachn leviyah, to bring any adovas to machn leviyah. V'yom Shabbos hoyo. Do not. He doesn't want any more. Moshe Rabbeinu said, stop donating. It was on Shabbos. Kedi alav hosam al shtayim elu on these two melachas of hoytzah nachnosa. You chayev chatas al shigosoy. The chatas if it was b'shoygig. V'al zdoin if you do it on purpose. You chayev kores. And if you get hasra, not mechal Shabbos, you chayv skila. Shabbos. Now these are considered two melachas. Hoytzah nachnosa, shein arba. Why they consider arba? Midivreim hoysifu, midrabbonu de moysif shtayim less lechatchila. That another two that is also lechatchila to do, but even also your potter. And the Gemara soon, the Mishnah soon is going to explain what they are. So that's the gabe. The person that's bifnim ushtaim shein arba bechutz shtaim in atoira hoitzah nachnosa of the oni, which we described first in the Mishnah. The hainu ha'omid bechutz, a person standing outside ushtaim midivreim and another two midrabbonon kshamalochen nasai deishnayim. Meaning, let's say the oni outside only places the basket in without doing a hanocha. The balabais takes it from his hand. Or the balabais takes the money, puts it outside, but doesn't place it in the Rishus Rabim, in the hand of the Oni. The Oni takes it from his hand. So he only did an Akira. The Oni did an Akira. The balabais did an Akira only. So with there, it's also midrabanon, lest you might come to do a Hanocha. And then you're going to be over on Issa Deraisi, did Akira and Hanocha. Meaning, when it's only Menlocha Nasis Aide Shneim, they did it both together. Ze Oike Vezem Niach, the Chatchil, it's also to do so. That's Rabbonon. Vim also, Yepoto. It's also a potter. Kriyal b'gemara, shnayim shasua p'turim. It's like two people that do it, shnayim shasua are potter. So the Mishnah said first, Pasha the Oni is yodoy v'chevitz b'sarchi, he has an item in there, assuming it's a basket, v'nosetach yodoy balabayis, and he placed it in the hand of the balabayis. Do ovele akir b'shus ramba noch b'shus yochid, oysha notal mitoycha v'hoitzi, meaning, he took the chevitz, so the Rashi, hoitzi achevitz v'niach b'shus rabim, and he placed it in the b'shus rabim. The Oni takes the item from b'shus yochid and placed it in the b'shus rabim. The ovele akir b'shus yochid v'anocha b'shus rabim. He did an akir in a private domain and anocha in the b'shus rabim. Ha'oni chayev, why? She'osa melocha shleima. V'arei shtayim min ha'toyer lo'im b'chutz. This is the two for the person standing outside, mid'araisa. Either placing something inside, akira b'shus rabim, anocha b'shus yochid, or taking from b'shus yochid and taking it and placing it outside. That's a hoitzah. That's yitziah. One is called achnosa, one is yitziah. Both are the raisa, just one is an av, hoitzah, and one is a tolda, achnosa. Balabai's potter, he's potting Gansen, Afilat Chatchila's mutter, because he didn't do anything, he's passive. Is it Lifnei Iva? Is it Meseiah? That's something else. But Mitzavah Yitzor Shabbos, he's potter. So that's the first case of the Oni. The next case in the Mishnah, Posha Balabai says Yod Luchutz. The Balabai now takes his hand, assuming with the money inside, and he places it where? V'nosan L'tech Yodashab Oni, and he places it in the hand of the Oni. So he did the Akir Nishus Yochid and the Hanoch Nishus Rabim. Or let's say he took something out of the hand of the Oni, vihichnis, and he brings it inside. He takes the basket of the Oni outside and he brings it inside. He did Akira from Mishus Rabin, brings it inside. Balabais Chayev, Oni Potter. Here the Balabais again is totally Chayev. He did Hoitso when he brings it out, and Achnosa when he brings it in, and the Oni is Potter. He didn't do anything, he's passive. He might be Messiah, he might be Lefnei Iver if he can't get it without him, but he's Potter Mitzat the Melech Hoitso. Now, interesting to note, there's a difference a little if you're medayik. In the Mishnah it says, when the Balabayis does the Ma'isa Hoitso, he takes his hand and he stretches it out. Where does he place it? Don't say he places it in the Shus Rabim. It says, V'nosan l'tach yodei shal oni. Place it in the hand of the oni. And that's considered a hanocha. If you look in Rashi, when it comes to the oni placing something in the Shus Rabim, which is also called a Hayotso, Zogt Rashi, he took something from inside and he brought it where? He placed it in the Shus Rabim. Because here we're talking about the Oni himself. The Oni, the Hoitso, is not sufficient that he just holds it in his hands in the Shus Rabim. He has to place it in the Shus Rabim. Mashiach the Balabais, the Hoitso, since he's placing it in the hand of the Oni and the Oni is in the Shus Rabim, that's called the Hanoch in the Shus Rabim. So there's a difference between the two because one of them, that's where he's standing. And then one of them, he's placing it in someone else's hand. Putting it down in the hand of the Oni is clearly enough for the Balabais when he does Hoitso. But keeping it in the hand of the Oni, Rashi says, V'niach b'shus Rabim, you have to place it in b'shus Rabim. Now the Mishnah says, so we have meanwhile two cases. Either the first case in the Mishnah is the first group of cases is the Oni doing both Melochas, Hoitso and Achnosa, and the Balabais passive. And the second case in the Mishnah is the Balabais doing both Melochas, the Hoitso and Achnosa, and the Oni is passive. Both of them, the Oni is potter, if he's passive, or the Balabais is potter. Now the Mishnah says, Posha the Oni as Yod Lifnim. Here we're going to talk about now where they both do the Melacha. So they're both potter. It's potter Abel also. Why? Posha the Oni as Yod Lifnim. The Oni takes his hands and he places it in. V'nota Balabais mitoicho. So the Oni actually did an Akira in the Shus Rabim. But he never did a Hanoch in the Shus Yochid. V'nota Balabais mitoicho. Balabais took it out of his hands. Oysa Nosan letoicho. Or let's say he places his hand inside, but in the Runakira inside, but rather the Balabais puts the money in the hand of the stretched out hand in the private domain in the Shus Yochid. Shenosan Letecha, the Balabais places something in the hand of the Oni. So either the Oni did an Akira and he didn't do Hanoch because the Balabais took it out of his hand, or the Balabais did an Akira. The Balabais placed it in the hand of the Oni, V'hoitzi, and then the Oni just brings it out. So both of them, one of them did an Akira and the other one did the Hanoch. So Shneim Pturin, they're both potter, because doing an Akira without a Hanocha is a Chatzi Melocha, it's potter aval osa. That's Midrabanan, it's osa. And likewise, Poshat Balabais is Yod Luchutz, exact same case. The Balabais takes his hand, and he does the Akira, and he places it out, but he didn't place it anywhere, just kept it in mid-air outside. V'notl Oni Mitochen, the Oni now takes it out of his hand, the Oni does the Hanocha. Oishe Nosan Letoicho. Or let's say that Balabais does the Akira in Rishus Hayochid, and he places something. Or Shenosan L'teicha, V'hichnis, I'm sorry. Shenosan L'teicha means that the Oni places something in the outstretched hand of the Balabais outside. So the Oni over here did the Akira. V'hichnis and the Balabais just does the Hanocha. So Shneim Pturim, they're both potter. So either Balabais takes something, an Akira in a private domain, and the Oni does the Hanocha, or the Oni does the Akira, and the Balabais does the Hanocha. In both of them, they're both potter, because you have to do a Melocha Shleima. Zog Rashi. Posha to Oni, to Ovid le Akira, v'nota Balabais mitoicha, v'niach bifnim, v'ovid le Balabais Hanocha, the Balabais does the Hanocha, oysha nosan le toicha, the Ovid le Balabais Akira, Balabais does Akira, v'hoitzi Oni mit v'niach, and the Oni does the Hanocha, shneim pturin. Why? Shelo also echad Melocha Shleima. Not one of them did a Melocha Shleima. So fregen the achroinim, the pnei Yeshua and the Rishash, we know chatzi shir osam in Torah.
So why would it only be osam in the Rabbanon, she be osam in the Raitza, chatzi shir is osam in the Raitza?
On that, the teretz achroinim give is, what is pshat in chatzi shir? Chatzi shir means that, chatzi shir, the pshat is, that the Prima Gondim explains like that, that you did the melacha, just as, you did the issa, just as felt in the shir. I ate on Yom Kippur, but it's not the shir of Gregarious. It's missing Kosevis Agas. It's missing the shir. That's called Chatzi Shir. I did the Issa, but it's missing the shir. Over here, you didn't do the Issa. The Issa is Akira and Anoch and Oitzah. You didn't do the Issa. It's felt in Melacha. It's Chatzi Melacha. Chatzi Shir Osem in HaTorah, but not Chatzi Melacha. Chatzi Shir means you did the Maisa Issa, just you're lacking in the shiurim that you need. It's felt at half a Kazayas. It's a half a Kosevis. It's a half a Gregarious, whatever the shiurim are. But he did the melacha. He didn't do the melacha. The chef to the melacha is akir na nocha. So it's called chatzi melacha. Chatzi melacha is not awesome, not terrible. Now the reason why you attack a potter is because the Gemara is going to dash and bahasoisa that shnayim shasu are a potter, only shnayim shasu are a potter. It's also taka, midrabanan, it's also to do so, lest you might do the rest. So the isid rabanan is only on the akira. On the person doing the akira, he might do the anocha. Person doing the anocha, he might not do something else. He did just doing that nocha part. So that's why it's going to be shtayim shen arba. It's only the akiras that we're counting that are osim midrabanan. The akira of the balabais or the akira of the oni. Zok Rashi vayta aval asugin lasekain. You can't do lechatchila something that even though it's potter. Shema yavoi kol echad vechad lasem melacha shleim. They might do the whole melacha. B'shabes arei shtayim midivreim achas laoni bechutz v'achas la balabais befnim. One of them is for the oni outside and one for the balabais inside. Arei shtayim. There's two midrabanan, one akira of the oni and one akira of the balabais. Frek Rashi diskashi v'intoy mishnayim hein l'chol echad v'echad. Each one is doing a half a melacha, an akira and an anocha. So then it's another two, akira anocha the balabais v'anocha v'akira anocha for the oni. Avdem zokteis Rashi mishani the loy choshev el akira shem tchilas melacha. Like we said, we're counting the tchilas melacha. What you might come end up doing, akira you can't do because you might do anocha. The balabais can't do akira. The oni can't do akira. But we're not counting the hanocha part, the second half of the melacha that osim edivreim. It's not osim edivreim, but we're not counting that. That's not what we're counting. Because the only chashash is shem yigmereno. You might come to finish it. Oh, so let's see tais over here. Very few important taisin. More than a few. Tap taisis, zok taisis. What's he doing over here? It should be the first thing that's mentioned in Ovis Melachas, not over here. Acha perakla godol, that's a seida advarim. Mem chosa achas. So we go down to the teretz, the teretz in the middle, zaktesis, v'tiritz. The teretz is, he brings over there that fakir, it's in the seida advarim. There's Erev Shabbos and the Shabbos. We learn numerous things from this Mishnah. Number one, we learn That's one teretz. The chavivas of melechas haitzah, we mentioned first. Something that's very common. Something that's hoiva. Shor bar, mabe hever. So we could say that parsha. We don't mention say that parsha. We mention which is more common. Shor is the most common in the olden days. So we heard saw is a very common locha. For oyd mefarish ben time third teretz the pasuk b'tzias mishum the boy lemeim ala yetsa chayt b'machtei. We want to talk about erev Shabbos first. But how do you mention erev Shabbos la yetsa chayt b'machtei? The Mishnah later on. That's first you have to say what heard saw is. So even though don't say I'm a labin mishum einoisin kem lekovis, that's because the melacha grew he. Itzah is a melacha grew, because after all, if you take a needle and you're walking from one room to another in a private domain, you're not chayv itzah. So it's a melacha grew. It's a mechudishik melacha. It's the melacha that you chayv on. We'll see soon in Tais what the melacha grew is, but that's why it's a mechudishik melacha. So three turitzim Tais says either because chavivalei, because you learn many halachas from it, or because it's something that's common, or because you want to mention erev Shabbos leyetzah chayv b'machtoi. It's a melacha grew. So mainly we have to first talk about itzah. Now, Tosis brings in Shtayim Shen Arba that Bifnim is referring to the Balabais, like we said. In Shavuos, Rashi says, Bifnim means Maisa Achnosa. Bifnim, bring it in. But we see in the Mashmoris and the Mishnah, it's not like that. Zok Taisis, Poshat Balabais is Yodai, the big Taisis, by the first word, by the wide lines. Zok Taisis, Tema Lagi, Amaitzach, the Misti Taiti, the Oni, the Balabais, a very simple question. The Torah says to Psukim, why do you have to talk about an Oni Balabais? There's a Haitzah and there's a Achnosa. What do you have to say the same Haitzah of a Balabais and Haitzah of an Oni? Both of them is Haitzah. Just the Oni Haitzah is stretching his hand in and bring it out, and the Balabais Haitzah is taking his hand from inside and bring it out. Same thing with Achnosa. What do you have to say Achnosa of the Oni putting it in, and the Balabais bring it in? Both is Achnosa. When you tell me two different people, the Rice is not talking about two different cases. Zok Tesis, Tema Lagi, Amaitzoch, the Missi Tati, the Oni, the Balabais, the Chem Reshwus, Stein, the Oni, the Balabais, Mashach, the Kreuz, Stein, Mali, Oni, Mali, Osher, Veneer Lagi, the Itzach, Lashminon, Shim Reitzom, Malach, Gruhi. Here Tesis explains, he said, Malach, Gruhi. You cannot learn Oni from Balabais. You need to spell it out each specific case because Haitzah is a Mechurish, a Malacha. Why, Zok Tesis? The Mali, Moitzi, Mishus Yoch, Lishus Rabim. Why is it also from Mishus Yoch to Lishus Rabim? Umali moitzi mishusi yochid lishusi yochid. From one yishusi yochid to another yishusi yochid, it's muta. And rishusi yochid to Islam, it's also. So it's a malacha guru. It doesn't make sense. Guru means it doesn't have an avona for the mitzvah ma'aseh malacha. So you can't learn only from balabais. You have to spell it out in the Mishnah clearly. So Tosa says the malacha guru is because mali yishusi yochid lishusi yochid, mali yishusi yochid lishusi rabim. Do we show him over here? Bring another reason. A different svarim malacha guru. Why? Because a person can carry a heavy load, a svarim shank, in his home, from one corner to another, and it's mutter. And if you carry a needle to Rishus Rabim, it's asa. So it's Yisoyed Zekam Chalei, what's Yisoyed in Melacha Gruah? So it could be the Pshat is, Achronim want to say, that Tosis learns the Ik Yisoyed in Melacha Gruah is the Shini Rishus, the Hoitzah. So the Ik is the Shini Rishus. So then he says, Mali Rishus Yochid, Rishus Yochid, Mali Rishus Yochid, Rishus Rabim. Masha Enkein, the according to the Rishonim, the Ikar Yisoyed of Haitzah is the Maso, the carrying, the load. So if the load, so it's a Chiddush and Melacha Gruah, here you can carry a Svarim Shank, you're not Chayiv, and you carry a needle, you are Chayiv. Others want to explain Melacha Gruah, other Rishonim say, the Arzerua, is that nothing changed in the Chefza. When you cook, you change. You made the food into a Mevushal. You're Kosev, you changed it. You wrote to Oisius. You did something that changed Mimitzias. You didn't change anything in the Chefza. So Mela, it's Taka Melacha Gruah.
Why is Mishnah to spell it out again? So, okay, it's
Melacha
Gruah, so it makes a difference who does it.
Zok Taisis, the Oni. You would not learn one from another. In Din, there's no difference, Taka. But in Chachom, I have to spell it out because we would not be able to understand and learn one from another.
I think it's only one way.
You would think only one way? It's Shus Yochid is Mutter. Zavis is Mutter.
What's the difference who's going from Yochid to Rabbim? Whether it's
in the Chanami, Marav Kamina, right? Like, but because in the Mishkan, there was different places where they stood. When they took the cross from Tosfos Zeisun, the Svar of Hachnosa, they stood Dafka on the floor. They didn't stand on the caravan. You don't bring it in. And that you need a Svar to learn. So we see that he needs very specifically mudim. You can't learn one from another because of the Malacha Gruah Shabbai. It happens to be that in Shin Yud Ches, the Bialocha brings that because it's a Malacha Gruah, meaning he brings a Svara, the Rishonim, that nothing changed. So a Mela, when it comes to Maisa Shabbos, it's more Kal. That means certain Malachas, Maisa Shabbos is also. By Hoitzoh, you're allowed to be Nana from a Maisa Shabbos. It's much more Kal than other Malachas because it's a Malacha Gruah. Zokta is weiter veteda mit der itzach trei kroi since you need two psukim where by hoitza kenaf un bresa zurek vay gal ha om mehevi and in another pasuk we learn al yetish mim koimoi so it's because the malacha gui itzach ta vay gad lanim gad lasher and that's like the two psukim we gem gal tot is the obvious malacha is another reason usually told us do not be, have to be in the mishkan loy khashin shebe mishkan only the obvious have to be in the mishkan usually but by how it saw the told has been in mishkan too who were told us that saw boy shebe mishkan another aspect of malacha grew the told which we said is achnosa has to be in the mishkan
and that's indeed what took place in the mishkan heim halu krushim mikakala gola they were machnis they took the crush and the breams from the Rishus Rabim, Mikaka, La Agola, the Agolas were Rishus HaYochid. So we see, likewise, Al Tachnisu Mishus Rabim, Rishus HaYochid, so we see that you have to have the Tolda being in a Mishkan too. Then Tosfos goes so far to say that this is only for the person standing outside. He was machnas to crush him. What about for the Baal HaBayis inside? We don't find that in the Mishkan. They didn't stand on the caravan and schlep crush him in. Avdem zok Tosfos, you need a svara. The itzich svara lachnos the Baal HaBayis lehabim Mishkan. So we see clearly that you can learn one from the other, and that's all part of the Malacha Grusha Bayi. They each have to be spelled out specifically. Zok the Gemara, Tnan Hosom, Shvuah Shtayim Shein Arba. Shvuah Shtayim Shein Arba. We'll just do the bottom line of the Gemara. That's a sugi by itself. Shvuah Shtayim, Zok Rashi. Shvuah Shel Bitui Lahorai Lehetiv. It says in the Torah, Lahor Lehetiv. When you make a Shvuah, there's two of them that you chayiv a korban oil of a yoyret. Meaning, Lahaba, Lahora, Lahaba. That you're going to do something negative and positive. Lahor lehetiv. Oichel, I'm going to eat, and you didn't eat. That's called lehetiv. And loy oichel, I will not eat. That's called lahora. Those two are midaraisa. Shein arba, there's another two. Yeshchel l'rabis oichtayim, iribu yakosev l'chola sheyevate odom, l'rabi l'sheovar, that yamarbe l'sheovar in past tense also. Meaning, ochalti, I ate, but he never ate, v'loy ochal. Oloy ochalti, I didn't eat, v'ochal and he ate. So that's shvuah shtayim, lahor lehetiv, which is in future tense, Shein Arba, which come to include also L'sha'ovar. And the Gemara is going to include more other things too. Zok Tosfos, in the bottom, three lines from the bottom, in the bottom Tosfos, Vim Toymar, V'gaveh Shabbos, Amai Katoni Shtayim Shein Dalet B'su Loi, Listin Ami Moishit U'mavir M'shus HaYochel L'shus Rabim, Derech L'shus Rabim. There's all types of cases the Gemara is going to learn out that you chayiv too. There's Zorik you chayiv on, there's Moishit you chayiv on, there's Derech Shus Rabim. Krom le kamon, Zorik Mishus Yochid Shus Rabim, Shus Rabim Shus Yochid. V'yesh loimed lektoni el achnosa. We only mention achnosa. The dam yelo itso, which is similar to itso, which is from Mishus Yochid to Shus Rabim. Lafukim Moishit, transferring, passing, without being going from one Shus to another. Umavir, which is Mavir, Dalalamas Shus Rabim, Yosef chayiv on. Or Mishus Yochel, Mishus Yochel, Vizrika, Namilo, Damilo, Itzo. One is by Locha, one is by Zrika. Tosfos says we only learn out, we mention the Shtayim Shein Arba, the thing that is similar to the Itzo, which is Dachnos. Mishus Yochel, Mishus Yochel, Derech, Mishus Rabim, the Gemara is in all types of cases that Yechayev on, by Zorik. We'll stop over here, we'll continue Mitzvah tomorrow. Beis on the Beis, Yediyah Satum.